Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. The words.
All right, what's up, everybody? You know what time it is. You heard the explosion, and just like all explosions, let it get your attention. Cerebral Sunday, man, we are in effect in the building. We'll have multi-time champion Roya Darvishian. I like to say it either way. It's a supple last name. It's a great one. I always love meeting people who have, by the way, Jeanette's here.
Hi.
Hello, Jeanette.
Hello.
So, yeah.
It's a great picture.
It is. It's a classic one. We'll have Roy on. She has, like I was saying, one of those last names that's more awesome than mine, so I get jealous.
I agree. It is a pretty awesome last name.
I wish I could walk around and just sign my name, Darvishian.
Another favorite of mine is Pascalicchio.
Oh, man, Tony P.
That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say Tony P is a mouthful because that sounds suspect. But his last name is certainly. You know what's funny is, matter of fact, on every fight card that I see him on, his name will be Tony P. Or like when you see his shirts, it'll say Tony P. When they announce him in the cage, Ken French says, they get from the blue corner, Tony MGK P.
It's hard nobody, name to pronounce.
Nobody dares to even try.
All those Qs? Yeah. Like, what is going on, Pascalicchio?
How do you have five H's in your last name? And for everybody out there, it's Pascalicchio. So, anyways, we'll be joined here shortly in hopes. Roya, sent her the phone number a little while ago, and she's going to be on today to talk about all the ass whipping that she does. Excuse my Spanish. So we're waiting on that. I did want to talk, of course, a little bit, because who isn't, about Floyd Mayweather versus Pacquiao last night. Watched the fights with Mark Trader, who is the number one contender for the 145 title, who is on injury, and Paul Teague is stepping in at Conflict 28 coming up in May 16th, just a few days. Sorry, I had like a hair on my screen.
Yeah.
I was going to blow it off, but then I thought that would sound really weird later. But so instead, I just paused completely as I watched
it. Sounds really weird already. I was going to blow it off. I mean, that's not a sentence you hear often.
This show is starting out. This is why I'm glad. I'm glad it's Sunday. We can do this, and it's okay.
Feels so dirty.
Yeah. We're going to have Roya on, man. She's an awesome fighter. Matter of fact, to be 100% honest with you, a fighter that I've been following a little bit, you know, these Lloyd Irvin ladies especially, you had Sarge, who I think had like two or three fights and went to Invicta, like straight away. Defeated Alexa Connors, the only person to have done so.
Ever, to my knowledge.
Well,
so
that's
far.
Kind of, yes. That is what happens when you're the only one. Then we have Roya come in, and I was very excited to see her fight. You know, as always, you know, expose. Oh, God, why does the show keep getting like this? I expose myself to Roya's fight tape. Okay, her fight tape, and it was like, man, this girl is a Southeast beast. A killer. I guess she's a Southeast beast for sure. Now there's no getting away from it. She's come down here too many times. But anyways, man, she comes down, fights Ashley Samples, and I love Ashley. She knows that. Hank McCoy mode, big ups. She's one of my favorite fighters. But Roy brought it. She brought the thunder and wrestled the strawweight crown from Ashley Samples. Before that, she defeated Charity Walker for the TOC, the Titans of the Cage crown. Two girls who were originally supposed to fight each other and Ashley Sample's first title defense. So kind of interesting there. She beat Hannah Cyphers at Fight Lab 32. She holds the EFC title, Revolution Fight Series. I mean, girl does work, man. And there's absolutely no question to that at all. Sorry, sent a little message out. She'll be on in just a little bit. As far as May 16th goes, you know what? Screw that. Let's talk about Floyd first. I changed my mind. So last night's fight felt a lot more like two people shaking hands for 12 rounds to me.
I was not impressed.
You were playing Minecraft for much of it, so that ought to show you just how beast this fight was not. Now, let me get this out there because I know people are going to hammer on this point. I understand that what I saw last night was amazingly high-level boxing from both guys. I get that. What I'm telling you is high-level boxing can be neutralizing in a way. You know, where two dudes are so good that you almost don't get excited. If you're getting excitement from the fight, it's literally from the reception of seeing such well-placed shots or evasive maneuvers, footwork, things like that. And I get excited about stuff like that, too. But that excitement's, like, very subtle. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, the excitement I get when I'm about to watch, like, Discovery Channel. I don't, like, blow balloons up. You know, I'm just like, yay, on the inside.
On the inside.
It's an inside happiness. That's kind of how I felt. Like, there was no point in that fight where Mark Trader or myself jumped up off the couch or were freaking out. I said, come on, Manny, a bunch.
I'm sure there were a lot of people that were saying
yeah,
that.
And listen, I wanted Manny to win. I'm not going to, I can't dispute that, that I wanted Pacquiao to win. But this is not a butthurt conversation.
No, it wasn't
this is
exciting.
This was not a, this isn't like, oh, I'm mad because Floyd Mayweather won. Floyd did a great job. Floyd was Floyd. I mean, if you paid money and thought Floyd was going to do anything other than battle it out defensively, then I don't know what you're mad about. And I don't know why you paid for the fight, because that's how Floyd Mayweather fights. That's just what he's going to get. You should have expected a fight where Manny Pacquiao was the shorter, more compact person that would be forward and more aggressive. And you would expect Floyd to be the more precise, defensive-oriented fighter. And that's what you saw. I'm pretty sure if we looked at the numbers, which I have not, that Floyd threw and landed more than Manny. Manny had the forward aggression. But again, now we're talking about it like MMA. And not boxing. Mushin Corbery said it pretty well yesterday when he said, anybody who was looking for two guys to draw a line in the sand and put their toes together and just start throwing bolos and haymakers doesn't know what the hell they're looking at. And I would agree with that. I could never claim it was two masters. And their work was such that they almost were sort of rendering the situation, I guess, not so.
No point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I said, man, it felt like a handshake. It felt like a 12 round business deal.
Dancing.
For $300 million.
Dancing.
Yes. Which was exciting. And actually, to be 100% honest, I wouldn't mind a changeover. And you know what? People say what I want. But I think if they did actually change over, then we could save a lot of space, time, and money on this and probably reinvent the sport, or at least the exciting factor. Maybe we should go back to the old fisticuffs rules. You know, like part of what Mushin said was drawing the line in the sand. And, where that comes from is the old fisticuffs rule here. Everybody makes the funny where they stand with their arms out in front of them. They sort of Notre Dame fight stance. And you would draw a line in the sand for real and put your feet right at each other's, into the big toe to big toe.
Go to town.
And just freaking start throwing them.
I'm with that.
No, and first man to take his toe off the line or fall loses. Now, if we'd had that fight last night, it would have been incredible.
It would have been.
It'd have been
now club. I would have paid for that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Hey, you're not supposed to tell people that. you know, I know everybody's going to be talking about this fight. And listen, Manny Pacquiao still remains my favorite of the two, despite his loss. I thought he went after it. And I think he is a more exciting fighter when it comes to watching boxing. So many people were like, man, I can't wait tomorrow night to see Floyd get knocked out. Or, man, I can't wait to see Pacquiao get knocked out. And all I could think was...
I don't know. There are people right now whose paychecks are gone. I know that much. And if Facebook memes can be trusted on anything at all, then I've learned this morning that there's a lot of running. And pretty much everyone is unhappy. It was very boring. Everyone feels like they got ripped off on their money.
Yeah,
but you know what? Can you expect when you wait this long for this kind of a fight?
Yeah,
you got put off for so long.
That's a good. That was a good point. I was just about to say that too. You know, had this fight not been basically the biggest fight of all time, might have come off a little better. But you were almost expecting.
You're expecting
like,
something.
Like you're almost expecting like two wizards to duel. Like Gandalf and Saruman.
Where's
like,
the Hadouken?
Yeah. Like this was like yeah, exactly. That's a great way to say it. But it just never came. You know what I'm saying? And it was like I said, man, I had a ton of respect. I'm not ignorant of what I was looking at. So, you know, I don't think anyone can charge me with having that quality. I do understand boxing. So, you know, this is pure opinion. And again, not based on, hello, cat. My cat just walked in the room for everyone who heard the door. Sorry. He's a very arrogant bastard.
He is. He thinks he owns things.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, this is the thing at the end of the day. You watch a lot of classic boxing tape. We all know so many of those classic Mike Tyson knockouts and guys like that, Klitschko and Hagler even. We can even dip in some of the non-greatest of all time, Ali and stuff. I just don't see Mayweather versus Pacquiao being up there as like some of these great, amazing classics.
No, I don't think anyone's going to be talking about it for years to come. Not like they were previously. I think Mark Trader really said it best when he said that it just wasn't possible to live up to the hype. It'd been hyped so far.
Yeah, no,
I was never gonna.
I agree with that. We've even seen that inside the cage before, where we've had fights that were hyped so hard that there was just no way. There's a couple of John Jones fights that come to mind. I won't dig too deep into it, but that come to mind off the top, or GSP even, that it was like it just couldn't do it. But what we do get is some of them that surpass it all the same. And not saying that's not possible in boxing, because it totally is. But a good example would be Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. Here was a fight that I think people, because Anderson had neutralized the division so much, I think people saw a totally legit threat and were super excited about that. But you just couldn't be ready for something like that. It was kind of like, let's say if... Manny had knocked out Mayweather suddenly.
The upset all.
Or even if, you know what, to be honest, that fight would have been, like when you got the guys that are so high level like that, it's like they're not going to be knocking each other down a bunch. It's kind of like, get it or don't. Like that's why I was talking to all the people who were like, I can't wait for all these knockouts. Like, dude, it's boxing, man. It's not like dudes get totally knocked out all the time. This is not. And since it's boxing, it's that or points, man. It's not like, well, wait till it hits the ground or, you know, obviously, or, you know, anything like that. So I had a pretty strong feeling that it was going to go the whole distance.
The whole time.
Yeah, and I also knew that if it did that, based on the way Floyd fights, he would probably win a fight like that. Like, I knew Manny would have to get in there and get on the inside. And I actually thought he did a pretty good job of that. I saw some people saying that some other fighters had done better, and maybe so. And, you know, I'm not one to judge that. But I do know that the fight, you know, for people talking about it for so long, this morning the talk had already shifted to who's Floyd going to fight next and the real actual threats. Now that we've had this what apparently until yesterday or now suddenly is a ceremonious fight, something we had to do. Suddenly now it's that. But people
before
talking,
he was the greatest, biggest threat that he ever faced, but now who is next?
Yes. And they would peel off people throwing around Amir Khan, which they were doing before as one of the as like the true threat to the crown. And Amir's a badass fighter, if I'm not mistaken. He came by the gym one or two days and sparred with some of the guys. Maybe it was Triple G. I can't remember. One of those two guys. But anyways, all right. So obviously, you know, it is Cerebral Sunday. It's episode 104. Man, we were supposed to have on this badass multi-time champ, Roya Darvishian. Cool chick. I talked to her a few times at the shows, and especially what better way than inside the cage in an interview. She's a cool chick, man. So she is running late. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. But I'm sure that, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is something. But anyway, it's cool. We're talking. Things are good. We keep it bumping around here. This is also
what we do.
Yeah, Cerebral Sunday with Eric and Jeanette. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is one of the things that Jeanette and I do besides hate each other is
vehemently.
Yes.
Don't let the marriage fool you.
I don't think the marriage fools anyone. If they're subscribed to both of our Facebooks, they know.
They know.
Just how much you hate me.
Hashtag not about Eric.
Yeah. Hashtag but so totally about Eric. So we also play music. I played music ever since I was a little kid. And on the last episode, we talked a little bit about it. We, you know, always sing songs and stuff and record them. We both love 90s grunge shit, so we do a lot of that, and we both love poetry and spoken word stuff. So anyway, we record music.
We do.
It does happen. It is a byproduct of us being around one another. And I'm going to play a little bit of that for you now. I'm going to shoot out a message to Roya and see what's going on there. So until then, this is a demo of something that I wrote. Jeanette's actually not in it at all. So
I was there when it was recorded, though, and it's such an interesting story. This song proves how awesome music actually is. You can take a whole list of words that rhyme, have nothing to do with each other, and create something awesome. And I personally, I bumped this song. It's so badass, and it literally was just a sheet of words.
Yeah, so quick backstory now. I feel like I gotta tell it now. So, freestyle rap, something that I like to do. I like to battle. I actually have a tremendous amount of rap music, and really for me, it's about the challenge of literature and of being able to not just like rhyme words together without a lot of prep time, but for it to actually have quality or be funny or something like that.
Deeper meaning.
Yes, it's a good challenge. So one time Jeanette and I were sitting there, and I kind of was like, I felt like I could do it with most any music. And I just took a list of words that rhyme together, that nothing written but the words themselves, and composed the music up. And basically just freestyled every word in between that didn't rhyme.
Yeah.
So that's why it goes everywhere. So anyways, and it was recorded in one take. This is just a raw demo of me doing it one time. I've never recorded it again. So, it's not a flawlessly edited piece of software. Or software.
But amazing nonetheless.
Yeah. All right, Peasants of enough out the front for me. We had too much foreplay. This is Peasants of Pirates with I Can't Understand Why You Live in Spain.
Like the rain over the mountains, the men who've been slain, in spite of our thoughts, make
cannot be a stain inside the window pane. We all have to stand for the same within the main. I can't contain all the blame as we stand hand in hand, all together chained as we are designed not to drain. Together in a cage in all the same ways, we find ourselves to be brothers and desperate still as we come together like hands are chained. There's a place above the main where we can intake all of our inner pain, and there's so much to gain as we understand that we're and minds are bent like the necks of a crane. And I can't understand why you live in Spain. Digging into your veins, I start to rearrange and I ascertain that maybe there's so much to attain amongst your branch chains. Like a long drawn out campaign, lit up and explosive like butane, it's all the same. Laying there upon a sunny window pane, I hope for rain as I start to wane like the moon. An old man bent leaning on a cane, and you're the bane of everything that I hold dear as I begin to faint, fade away. I can't understand why you live in Spain. I dig deeper into your veins.
Yes. All right. There it is. So that is the song. I literally sat there and just read those words out.
And it was awesome. I still like it. I listen to it. I bump it on my own around the house when I'm cleaning. I can't understand why you live in Spain either, but I wish I did. It's like it would be a sunny, magical place. Maybe not.
It does. It feels like a place. Like, you know what? I'm not going to say that. Everything else I'm about to say is so stereotypical. Yes, I would agree. I've actually been to Spain, so you know what?
Oh, yeah. I forget this.
I can say what I want because I've been there. Spain is pretty cool. Europe is pretty awesome altogether. I enjoyed being there. Tremendous. I'm going to type. Why don't you talk while I'm typing?
All right, then. Well, let's see. What can I say? Oh, let's see. Cerebral Sunday. We can talk about anything, right?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. You're not limited to MMA.
I am not limited.
Nope.
All right. I like that. So I heard yesterday, I heard you discussing something. I didn't really get to get in on it. I was too sucked into Minecraft. I have an addiction. Don't judge me. Apparently, we are not responsible. Humans as a whole are not responsible for global warming. This was voted.
Oh, hold on. All right. Yeah. Okay. What you're talking about is.
Yeah. Enlighten me.
Yes. Don't I always. They basically took a vote that said that humans do not have an effect on climate change. I get that the amount in which we have an effect on the actual climate itself is not giant. That you have to think about the universe. You have to expand everything out when you talk about stuff like this. If we were talking about a smaller area, the parameters would be, you know, a neighborhood or some yards. Because we're talking about climate change, we kind of have to step off the planet and look at the not just the galaxy, but the universe and our star in particular, more so in this here directly. But the climate change that we experience for the most part has a lot more to do with that than what happens on the planet. But what I will say is that I don't know how anything can be in present and not have some effect in pretty much any topic, not just this one. So to say basically that people don't have an effect really sounds more like a government that's trying to give itself or its buddies permission to keep on doing things. Like, just because we might not be directly responsible for it getting hotter when it's hot and colder when it's cold, doesn't mean that our rivers are not worse off. It doesn't mean that our oceans aren't more polluted than ever. It doesn't mean that we actually have space junk problems. It doesn't mean all these issues that stem from the pollution part of this conversation are still very true and very real, despite any conversation we want to have on whether, on how much we affect the weather on our planet. So the fact that, and then the vote was 50 to 49, it was like dead in the center. It sounds like one of those situations to me where really there was some guys who were polluting and they wanted to pollute some more. It sounded a little bit like that.
That's what it sounds like.
And they wanted some legal freedom to keep on doing it. So they made a situation where they, the quote, proved that we had zero effect. Although, when I was looking into it, some of the people they paraded in it, you would think you would have like the most, some of the most renowned heads of the world of science to be a part of this. But, you know, go America on that one.
Of course not. That doesn't bring the agenda.
It's like that article you saw the other day. I believe yesterday also, another article you saw. What was it? Democrats passed a bill to abort full-term babies. So it's a total... It was from
rightwingnews.com. Yeah, saying that Democrats 100%, all 100%. Now, when the hell has anyone ever agreed in a group 100% on anything in life?
You know what? I American history is my, you know, what I graduated with my degree in, so I can think of one or two, but they're super, like, literally, like, one of the few is, like, when everyone voted George Washington as president of the United States. Okay, now we have to go back a long ways to point at something where every single person that could vote voted one way.
Exactly.
And one way, all 100%. Like, I didn't even get to the part where they were talking about the full term. Like, as soon as it
I'll
said...
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even 100%, open it.
Yeah, I didn't open it either. But when it said... Just in the tag part I'm talking. When it said 100% of the U.S. Senate voted, I was like, really? So it's 50-49 on pollution and climate control and stuff.
But as important...
But 100 as, to zero.
Yeah. For full term, full, 9 months.
Yeah.
All the way. Just yep. Take it there.
Just kill babies. And
hardcore. Yeah. Yeah, they've peddled some smut over there, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of those sites. And what's sad is, like, I saw that article a few times shared around. And it's one of those classic examples. Like, you said you didn't click on it, right?
I didn't.
Because to me, and I see that, I didn't click on it either. Because, you know what? I don't know how to say it, but, you know, like, I'm not, Like, yeah, there you go. There's a nice way to say it. I was trying so hard. Because some of my friends shared this thing, so I was trying to be... Yes, like, I look at it, automatically it resonates with me, like, oh, this can't be real. Not because of my personal beliefs on any of the topical information, but it's more like, you know, you should have a bullshit detector. You should look at that, and your brain be like...
It's a shock piece.
Like, you know, there's no way humans would pass laws like that. You're like, oh, there's no way a bill would pass 100-0.
It wouldn't still be an argument in the country as a whole if we could get a whole 100% of anything to agree on it. So just that alone, just the fact that it said 100% of Democrats, and just appointedly Democrats, all these damn Democrats, they agree with full-term 9-month abortion.
You know,
like,
think,
really seriously?
You know what I think's really interesting about that, too, is that this is the government that we live under in this age of where all the things that we fight about and argue about and all of the laws that we, I say we, but that the forum, the public forum, gets focused on, whether they choose this or have it put upon them, they all seem to be very personal.
Personal, like, the freedom past, issues.
Yeah, like the past 10 years of my life have an increasing number of we don't talk about things that are important to the way a country works anymore. we talk about whether or not homosexuals can have a piece of paper. We talk about whether or not people can grow a natural plant. We fight over religious freedoms in our country now, which to my understanding was already in the Constitution. It seems more like what they've done now is create I was going to say paradoxical, which is not a word, but man, how pretty is that? It creates a lot. It's just like those the religious freedom laws that were passed maybe a month ago.
Ridiculous.
Way to go with the Church of Weejaws out there, though. I love how they went out there and were like, oh, yeah, well, and then the Church of Homosexuality. They were like, oh, so.
You knew that was going to happen, yeah, though. You opened yourself up
yeah.
to it.
You know, because that was the real reason they passed that law, in my opinion. When I look at
it's the only reason that they passed
like,
that law.
Yeah, for allowing me to hate. You legalized my intolerance, and I am so appreciative of that.
There were people the next day with paper all over their front windows of their stores on Facebook proudly displaying signs that said, we will not cater to gay people, basically. It was disgusting.
We know what we're going to do right now. It looks like Roya might not come on the show. So I want to give her a quick shout out and do something for her. And maybe we'll get her on sometime this week. I'm sure she has a good reason or fantastic lie. Both are acceptable here on War of the Words. Make sure to check her out again on Facebook before you take that too far. You can type in her name. That's RoyaDarbishian if you need that respelled for you. You can listen to War of the Words on demand anytime.
Shameless plug.
Yes. And we're going to do another one. You know, I'm actually going to do a commercial for Roya. I'm going to try to do this. You know what? I'm just going to go for it. Check this out. I've got an idea and I don't feel like explaining it.
Come to the Southeast. Enjoy mixed martial arts and more. When the cage door closes, Roya Darvishian whips fucking ass. With 8 wins and over 4 belts, she's one of the most qualified professionals to help you get the job done when it comes to separating humans from their consciousness. Whether it be breaking bones, faces, jaws, putting mouthpieces in stands, asses in seats, Roya Darvishian has you covered. So reach out today. That's Roya Darvishian, DarVishian, and get your ass with me on today.
That may have been the greatest commercial I ever heard in my life.
I love you, Roya. You are a badass. And that was for you. And even though you didn't come on our show, we still love you. So anyways, yes. We've got 25 minutes here. I do actually want to take a second to shout out some of our sponsors. I'm a legend that do that. You need practice. I don't.
I'm shouting out our sponsors.
Yeah,
now.
A couple of them.
All right. Well, I know. Tires for Hire. That's right. Setting you up with all your tire needs here in Charleston.
You can
check them out.
You can buy more than one
more
tire.
More than one tire.
Your collapse commercial.
All right, you threw me right into the lion's den there with no preparation.
Go in there and buy a tire.
I think I did pretty good. Okay.
Although, to be honest with you, I'm sure you could buy 3 or 2 as well, just to be fair.
You know, every time I've ever had to go to a used tire place, it was because something was wrong with one tire. So
that's true.
That's you my subconscious being
yeah,
like,
no,
you know
you
what? Correct. Go get your ass a tire. You broke down. Something happened to you.
Hey.
Woke up and it was flat. Don't feel like dealing with going and filling up your flat tire that's been flat and you've been filling it up at the gas station with them quarters eating up your pockets for the last 6 weeks. Just go get a tire.
Yeah, and this is the place to do that. This is the mecca of used tires. Like, once a year, used tires congregate.
At Tires for Hire.
At Tires for Hire. It's that great. You can check them out, man. 5323 Rivers Avenue. In North Charleston. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a damn if you're from Georgia. If your tire can possibly make it to Rivers Avenue, go there. Give them a call, 843-789-3322. Like Jeanette said, they have a lot of good deals and a sweet Facebook page. So make sure to go give them a like as well. Give them a thumbs up. And listen, the more you hit the thumbs up, finger the hell out of this page because it keeps us on the radio. Just thumb it nasty.
What is happening?
I don't. This is what happens when the guest doesn't show up. Is what's going on here.
We're left to our own devices.
It's good though. I'm okay. I'm sure she's dealing with her kibbles or asleep. You know what? She can't be that. She's a champ. There's no way she'd be asleep at 12:37. That's more of an Eric.
I mean, everybody has to have
get
their
it
rest
Sunday.
Day. They're
she
down
might be at church. Maybe she's a maybe she's a theist.
Possibly.
I didn't want to pick a religion, but I don't know.
Politically correct.
No, if I was super PC, I would have been terrified because I'd have looked at her name. Like if I was like one of those like stereotypical super white dudes, I would have looked at her name and been like, "Oh man, I'm not sure." But I was actually trying to be polite.
I am interested, though, in the origin of that. It's very interesting.
I was going to ask her that, actually. I think I did before, and I couldn't remember what she told me. But I was actually going to ask, because, like I said, like, I'm super jealous. Like, I would name a character in a video game. You know, like, when you get to choose your name.
Oh, hell yeah.
Darvishian?
Yes.
The wizard?
Yes.
You hear it, right?
I do.
Like, yeah.
I was actually running through classes in my head after
you're
the
like,
second.
Bang,
like,
wizard.
All right, let me see who.
Lord Darvishian.
Oh, man.
Now he's a knight.
That's, yes.
I like
almost
it.
As good as the horse, Odarius.
Odarius.
Mighty Odarius.
Yeah. When you put good words in front of good names, it just gets better all the time. And speaking of good words, good names, good people, make sure to check out our premier sponsor, Sore Summer Fight Store. That's ssfightstore.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. Like, I'm just going to stop saying that because you can check everything out on Facebook.
You can.
But really do that. They're a great they're doing a lot of great things right now. Their capability of taking care of a fighter and doing all that for them, especially for Emmys who aren't walking around with big records or big pockets full of money, man. They really take care of these guys in great ways. And I love when a new business comes on to the market and no one has anything negative to say at any juncture. That's not something we have seen a lot, you know.
Yeah,
and usually somewhere something happens, you know. Somewhere, you know, just metaphorically, you know, it's like an eagle in the sky flying, and it soars higher and higher, and then all of a sudden, it has a few too many shots of bourbon in the sky and crash lands, and then you're left to think, man, I'm curious if everything that eagle stood for is that terrible as well. But you don't have to worry about that with a place like Sore Summer Fight Store. You know, they're great guys from top to bottom. They represent you better than the freaking U.S. Senate. So make sure to check those guys out. And for you fighters, man, you want to be an SSFS fighter, make sure to inquire at their website. You can call, give them a call. You can also check out Hector Santiago, both for his beautiful physique and for more information on this. So make sure to do that.
And make sure that you go and, you know, finger their page a little, too. I think they're coming up on 500 likes.
Yeah.
I would like to see it, you know, past that. That'd be great.
Yeah. You know what? They did a good job because, like, they haven't had this thing open but a very short amount of time. I mean, it's in infancy. And it's jumped up about 100 in the past couple of days, so a lot of potential. And, you know, they just picked up Kobe Wall, I think is their most recent, and he's fighting at Conflict 28.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I always feel weird when I say Conflict in my non-announcer voice.
Yeah.
Like my brain wants
just
to be
a
like
conversation.
Conflict 28 is like what my brain tells me how to say it, and I have to actually fight that. Like, no.
I will not be involved in this conflict.
Yeah,
you have to change it now. Now you can't use the word conflict.
All right, my bad. We had a little bit of technical difficulties there. I don't know. I think I hit a button. So we're back. Everything's good. Tori's like, she wants to call back. I'm not going to say the first word, but that's fantastic.
I know.
She's about to leave the gym. So there you go. That's what was going on. See, I
told
knew
you.
She was on her beast mode. See, and that is her church. So we're both right.
Yeah, we were.
She's leaving church. The gym.
The gym. The almighty.
get that. That's awesome. I'm gonna message her. So I'm gonna set you up like those old Mike Myers things. Like,
no, that's the wrong one.
A cupcake is neither a cup nor a cake. Discuss. You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember those? No. A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss.
No, but they're great. If definitely a peanut is neither a pea nor. I guess that's true, though. It is a nut, though. Defined as a nut. That just takes you back to like what came first, the chicken or the egg. Who the hell knows? You'd go to say logic. You would need a chicken to have an egg, but then again, you know, eggs hatch and become chickens. So where do you go from there? A tree falls in the forest. No one's around to hear it. Does it make a sound? Because what is a sound? You perceive a sound. It's vibrations. The vibration probably still exists, but no one hears it. It doesn't make it. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I can contemplate those things forever.
I sometimes forget that I'm live on the air.
You.
All right, so she's leaving the gym. She may call in here in a minute. We've only got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we might reschedule maybe for tomorrow or the next day, depending on what she wants to do. Or she may call in. We might do both. I hate to reschedule. I hate to delete this episode now that we've gotten this far into it.
True.
It seems like we've had some decent conversation.
Indeed.
I mean, we might could rehab it. You know,
rehab conversation.
Two hours of War of the Words today.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Relentless.
Phew. You're not kidding. Oh, we never supposed to let that happen. See, you're messing up.
I know.
You see, you let almost 5 whole seconds of silence pass. You got to pick it up when I put it down.
I'm still new to this.
And that's not an excuse.
I'm the best one I have at the moment, so I'm sticking with it. What happened? See,
over.
Now you're the one messing up.
I flipped over to Facebook super fast, and it's like I'm going to be excited to not be on the internet today.
No internet.
Yeah.
Shut down all of your contraptions.
Yeah. I do have to write a Sunday service, so something else. Yeah, you guys be sure to check that out today. Probably a little more later on in the afternoon, maybe like 4-ish. Drop that bomb on you. What I definitely also want to do here while I get the chance is I'm not going to play that this week. Usually on Sundays, I play a karaoke track, kind of like something I've been doing.
Yeah.
Because we were always talking about karaoke and stuff on the previous Sundays. And, you know, as well as playing with people and stuff. So.
Oh, see, now I'm totally going to record a karaoke track to play on this show. I'm shameless. I will play it. I would post videos all the time of myself singing in the bathroom.
Well, so. See, I had uploaded me doing Disarmed by Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, so you have the greatest Corgan voice, though. I say play it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible. You know what? All right, fine. So we're going to do it anyway. We're going to continue the tradition. Cerebral Sundays, we do these karaoke songs where one of the hosts does a song. Usually that has been sent in, or the hope is, I say usually, I don't want to sound too awesome, but the hope is eventually that we have, you know, the fans, like when they send in the rest of their mail about the Fighters, maybe we can get them sending it in about what songs to sing, kind of get something fun going there. Okay, so anyways, wasn't going to play it, but going to do it now. Now it's official tradition.
Do it!
And tune in next Sunday for Jeanette's very first karaoke Sunday track.
And I've been put on the spot now. I have to bring it for you guys.
You put yourself in the spotlight. That was not me in any way, shape, or form. So, anyways, this is your boy E. I'm totally kidding. This is me horrifically butchering Disarm.
Part of
Sunday, that was me doing Disarm for our this week's karaoke song.
I love your Smashing Pumpkins. Very nice. You always do the best Billy Corgan.
I don't know if it's the best Billy Corgan, but I think there's elements of it there. I could agree with that, at least. we got 10 minutes left. For those who love specificity, we have 9 minutes and 12 seconds left in the show today.
For you OCD people out there.
Yep. Keep track of it, mofos.
Go knock on the wall.
Yep. 901 times. Actually, that's not correct. There's 100 seconds per minute. It's a new thing we're doing, making everything simple. So, Roya hit me up. She was beasting it out in the gym, and she just got out at 12:48. Don't know why we set it up for 12. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. People go hard, man. So, everybody who tuned in to hear what Roya had to say, we're definitely going to reschedule. We may do it later tonight.
Possible.
But most likely we'll probably do it tomorrow or the next day. I'm catching up with Roya. You know, I it's all good. It's one of those things where I don't mind people tuning in and listening to me talk. No problems there.
Why not?
You?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. See, we're good. So really everything's fine. You guys make sure, a couple other sponsors you guys definitely need to check out. The Dual Machi, make sure to check out Johnny Muscle, Bad Apple, Total Force, Omega Attire is pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good. Mega Dave, it's pretty radical. He yells at me a lot. He's very forceful with the way he gives me free stuff.
It is forced.
Yeah.
Forced love.
It is a love.
A good kind.
It is a love. But he's like, take this fight shirt and shut your dirty mouth.
Wear it in your picture, you bastard.
Yeah. He doesn't even ask me to do that. It's just something I do out of the loving.
No, it's just a comment underneath almost every picture.
Yeah.
Omega.
Yeah, you know, it's all out of love.
It is.
Matter of fact.
You have so much love. Just all around you. I mean, I can see it right now. It's like a glowing halo kind of. You're speechless.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Like,
you saw it. You heard it.
It finally happened.
It finally happened. We shut our Eric Ellison up for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it. All 5 of it. It will never happen again. One thing I do on the special spotlight I want to point out today here at the end of the show. We're at RVG and a part of Lloyd Irvin MMA and throughout. So I definitely want to show a little spotlight on that. I'll save anything further on that for her, let her really kind of broaden that out. You know, I know they got a lot of that LI love over there, and she can really dive in on that. So it's been a good Sunday, man. I plan to spend it with my kids. That's not something I say out of happiness. You could hear it, right? Like, fuck, they're on the other side of the door right now. Damn it. They're not. I'm kidding. I'm actually a pretty horrible dad.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm definitely going to spend the rest of my Sunday being as lazy as I can possibly muster. I'm going to put effort into
being lazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Something of an oxymoron. Just roll with it. I'm all right. I'm rolling.
Yep, you're rolling. Yep, that's a good way to start a Sunday. Is rolling. Oh, hey, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, we got a few minutes left. Why don't you break that piece out?
So I'm scrolling again. You know, I like to get my news.
Chronic scroller.
I'm a chronic scroller. My news feed is just consumed with
sometimes
all kinds
even in my news
articles.
Feed, you need so much news feed you have to log into
sometimes
my Facebook.
I do have to scroll through your news feed.
Yeah.
That's just, I like to be informed.
It's very well informed.
I like to be informed. So I'm scrolling and I come across this lovely article that is, at first I can't even believe is real, so I click on it because, once again, my bullshit meter is going off. There's no way this can possibly be true. And I click it, and it's from a very reputable source. It's the site checks out all writing I'm looking up, it seems to be all on the up and up. And it says that California has now made it okay, it's legal, for, you know, this study about how MDMA rolls now, ecstasy, for you laymans out there, you dirty people that are getting high. They're going to give this to people. They're going to give it to people, and they're going to see how it helps them with anxiety. Now, I have a little bit of an anxiety issue, and I can't exactly understand how rolling...
Let's just be real. It's a real sign that you've also taken ecstasy.
I have also taken ecstasy.
So just
I
give
cannot,
the fair opinion.
I cannot understand how exactly taking ecstasy is going to make you less anxious. It might make you high as hell. You might be feeling really good. You might even open up more to this therapist. But you are depleting, you know, chemical resources in your brain when you're taking it to get that effect of being high, feeling good, rolling, in essence. So how this is good for people, I don't understand. And how anyone in good conscience can make it legal to give it to people is ridiculous. To me, it seems more like we want a new form of truth serum. We're going to test out whether or not if people really will tell you anything when they're on drugs. Because I've been saying that for a long time. I'm a firm believer that if you want to know something about somebody, get them high. They'll tell you everything. They'll tell you about their mama, their baby daddy, anything you want to know. So that seems like when I was reading the article, really, where they were going with it. We're going to put people in a room. We're going to give them rolls. We're going to sit them on a couch. We're going to ask them about their life. See if they'll open up more. But I feel like there are more repercussions to this than there are going to be gains. Like they're gonna have some people that are going to be messed up chemically, although they may be able to more adequately explain what's wrong with them to a therapist.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You know what? I just had an idea.
What? What's your idea?
I wonder if we could just keep going past it and get a little bit of time talking with Roya at the very end.
Hmm.
Just a little bit, and then have her on, full on.
Full on. We just keep coming back to this.
Yeah, with another show, then we can just, you know, go all out and have the full hour. Because even though it's going to cut off, I think that the show will give us like an extra 20 minutes past what I originally set it at.
That's pretty awesome.
So we could probably, and it won't let people live hear that part, but at least we'll be able to still chat. That'll be cool. And then we can have her on, you know, I think that's her right there. So, you know, we can have her on now for some, just a little bit.
Awesome.
And then we'll just do like a Roya super show.
A super show. I like that.
6-hour special. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm going to go ahead and turn our mic on. Roya, how are you?
Hi. Good.
Hello. It's good to speak with you.
I'm sorry. I just got out of practice. It went longer than I thought.
No, that's okay. You know what? Most of the time, that's a good thing. And we were actually talking about all the possibilities of why you might not be on the show. And I said... that it might be church, and Jeanette said that it was probably the gym. So I think we're, like, both kind of right.
Yeah, it was the gym.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, I thought, you know, even though there's only a little bit of time left on the show, that we could still have you on for a few minutes to talk, and then we could do, like, you know, a whole another show here sometime, like, this week, if that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That would be awesome.
I'm on vacation this week from work, so I have a little bit more time. I won't be, like, napping during the day.
Perfect. Boom, which is what I was doing. I won't lie. Until, like, 5 minutes before the show started, I was totally asleep. That's how I get down on my Sundays, man. So, something I definitely wanted to ask for sure right off the bat is how... have you been, since last time I talked to you, inside the conflict cage when you won yet another title?
I've been good. I've just been training, like, literally nonstop for the World Jiu-Jitsu Championship. And I've just been training, like, three times a day. I've been doing just more and more, like, probably more than I've done for, like, any of my other fights. So something that I really want, and I'm focused on that right now. And I have about 3 weeks until it's time to go to Cali and win that world title.
That's got to be pretty awesome. You know, when you look back, when you look back at getting into martial arts and then you fast forward that all the way to here, getting ready for Worlds, you know, flying out for Cali, multi-time champion. I mean, all these things really seem to be falling in place. How's that experience been for you, especially as this last, like, year or so has come by?
It's just been really crazy. It's kind of all been so fast because when I wanted to get serious, like, you know, when you lose a fight, you're like, okay, I want to get, you know, more serious. So every time I would lose a fight, I would just get more and more, like, deep into it. And the past year has been, like, great for me. I've just been winning everything, all my fights, all my competitions. So I think that, you know, just from here on out, you know, only good things can happen.
Oh, yeah. I could not agree more. I know that I was very excited to see you fight, and you turned me into, like, an instantaneous super fan with just seeing you fight one time. So it was an amazing performance. How did you feel? We actually haven't had a chance to catch up except for directly after in the cage. But now that there's been some time to pass, I don't know if you've had a chance to see the video or not, but how do you feel in retrospect about that, about winning the title and how it went down?
I didn't get to see the video, but my game plan was to put her on the ground and submit her, and that's what I was going for the whole fight. Wasn't really training. I mean, I trained for everything, but I wasn't going in saying that it's going to be a stand-up fight because you know, having a stand-up fight and it going to decision can lead to the judges, and, you know, I'm in her, you know, state, and so I wanted to really go in there, and I wanted to finish the fight, and, you know, I was already training for Worlds, so my game plan was to take her down and submit her, finish the fight however I could. So I feel like I did my job. I wish I would have got it in that first round armbar, but, you know, she didn't tap, so. You know, stuff like that happens, but I was just determined to, you know, continue and finish the fight.
Yeah, that was the premier feature of that fight for me, was that just that relentlessness. It was, you know, her most successful moments were very early on because, I always feel like the strikers have a slight advantage. You know, fights start on the feet. So, and mm-hmm. those would be the shining moments early on, and then you would just take over, and we saw that for, I think, three rounds, and you really, it was incredibly impressive, and for me, and also, I'm going to make sure that you get to see that fight video. You said you hadn't seen it yet. I'm going to fix that for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure you get to see that. I haven't seen it either. I don't want you to be jealous. Jelly fans.
I have not yet had the pleasure either.
Yeah. But we will, though. You know, it'll be great. Something else I wanted to ask you. Awesome. Awesome question, now that you actually said something, Jeanette.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to interrupt.
Nice. You're so polite.
I am.
We're talking about how awesome your last name is, that you have, like, one of the coolest last names ever.
We're going to name a wizard after you.
Yeah, not just fighting, but period. What's the background of your last name? Do you know?
Yeah, my dad is from Iran, so I got that. He grew up actually in Iran, and he came over when he was like 18, and then he met my mom, and so my mom is Irish and Italian, so I got the mix of both. But, you know, of course, I have my dad's last name. You know, I have a Persian side of the family, and then I have, like, an Irish, Italian side of the family as well.
That has to be a very awesome and interesting, you know, family reunions and get-togethers and stuff. That's gotta be pretty awesome. I'm even more jealous.
They actually don't get together, but, you know, I still get to see them, you know, when I can. So, but nobody ever really gets together too much, which sucks, but, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That's okay. My family never gets together either, and when they do, it's terrible. So
yeah, and they actually live.
I wouldn't want them together.
Yeah, you're like, it's actually good the way that it is.
Yeah, they call me up and say they're having to get together, and I'm just not going because it's gonna be a brawl, and they're that.
That's awesome. Something else I wanted to bring up. Also, too, or maybe even give you an opportunity to speak on it some, is that you love pit bulls. I'm just taking a wild guess. Just a crazy shot in the dark on this one. Is this just like a personal appreciation, are you involved like in doing anything, tell me a little bit about that.
About the pit bulls?
Yes.
Yeah, my sister had two pits, one, and I saw him grow up a little bit, and she got another one, and when I was just out of high school, my friend, I got this dog from his friend, and the dog was, her leg was almost nearly broken, and he brought her to me because he couldn't keep her. And, you know, the first time I saw her and I held her in my arms, she just, like, there was just, like, an instant connection. And she was just the sweetest dog. And she was a pit. And, there's nothing I could really do for her leg except, let her heal on her own. So I just walk her a couple times a day. And she's just been the best, literally, like, the best dog that I could ask for. And then I just, like, been in love with pits. And when I actually moved to the area that I live in now, which is more like like poverty type, you see a lot of people that have pit bulls and breed them and, use them for fighting and, just want them for money making. And, I've just been taking in pits ever since, if they don't want them or if I see them running on the street. So I house a lot of pit bulls and then I find them home. But, just the way that they're being discriminated against because people, want to use them for fighting or breeding, it's not fair and they shouldn't be, punished. I believe it's like 800,000 pit bulls die in shelters, just in shelters a year.
Wow.
So, that doesn't even include when the people are fighting them and, they lose a fight and, they're dead already or, they get shot. So, there's so much, discrimination against just pit bulls, and they're just the best dogs that, I've had a pleasure of being around. So, I want to do whatever I can, and, when I get in the UFC, I want to get a farm, and I want to house more dogs and rehabilitate them and, find them homes as well as farmed animals.
That's awesome. Now that you say that, I actually remember you telling me that in the cage after your fight. Because I asked you about your pibbles, because I didn't know this word has entered my vocabulary, and now I say it, and I imagine, and it's actually for me, it's interesting for me because I won't even realize it, and I'm talking like to my friends, and we're all hanging out, and it might be a little masculine, we'll say at the time, we're just talking, and I'm like, yeah, man, you got a nice pibble. He's like, what the hell did you just say to me?
It's like a nice word for pit bull because, people hear pit bull and they're like, oh, my God, those dogs are scary or whatever. So, yeah, we call them pit bulls.
Yeah, it's like so sweet and sugary that you almost can't stand it when you hear it.
Yep. That's right.
That's awesome. Well, something else, not to flip the script too hard. And by the way, is there anywhere that you want to mention that they can go to help out, pit bulls in need or any information that you wanted to drop really fast on that?
Yeah, I mean, if you could foster a dog or go to a shelter, bring toys or, go to a shelter and adopt. A lot of people think, you get a dog from a pet store, which is absolutely ridiculous because those dogs are also coming from, puppy mills and, So go to a shelter, adopt, you know, or foster, you know, as long as you can, maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month, and, you know, you might fall in love with it and end up keeping it.
You know, I love seeing great creators doing great work on the outside of the cage, too. And, you know, I really have a lot of respect for that. And I love when people find things to stand for that are bigger than themselves. So a lot of commendation for that. That's not only is it touching, but I think it's a great cause. And I hope that through your fighting, you can also continue to bring a spotlight to that. And I see that you utilize your time as champ and stuff to do great things like that. So, you know, my hat's off to you. It's very cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I got one more question for you, and then we will be out of time, but we're going to talk again this week on your break for a whole hour,
definitely.
And it'll be super mega awesome. Hell yes. All right, I got one more question for you. So most of us out here, you know, we're living this MMA dream, but in the meantime, we got to do something to take care of them bills. And I'm just curious, and I'm going to ask because I'm like that. Do you have a day job? And if so, what do you do?
Yeah, I work at UPS, so I work in a warehouse in the middle of the night. So I work from like 4 to 8 in the morning and Monday through Friday, and I get weekends off. So it's a really good job if you're a fighter. You don't get paid that much, but, you know, they have the best benefits. So, like, everything is free for me. Also, I get paid vacations. I get days off. So it's like the perfect job if you're a fighter and you don't have too many bills to pay. So that's what I do, and hopefully within the next year I won't have to work there so I can train full time.
That's awesome. I love the fight life inside of this. It's like you know, your job has to revolve around your gym schedule almost. You know,
oh,
I love that.
I would never work a 9-to-5 if this is what I want to do. Never.
Exactly. And you know what? I commend that too. I do the same things. You know, I take a lot. I do a lot here on my end in order to make sure to do all these shows and stuff too. So trust me, I can totally touch on building your life around the dream. And, hell of a start to it, man. And I'm excited to see where it goes. To continue following this, I'll definitely be keeping up with this world. Super excited now about that. And I definitely can't wait to see you back defending the title or in the conflict cage again. Thank you for calling in. Also, by the way, I know that you know, the scheduling was a little off, but I so much appreciate you still giving us some time, and I look forward tremendously to talking to you for a full hour sometime this coming up week. We'll get together and hash that out.
Yeah, we will. I promise.
That sounds great. I hope you have an awesome Sunday, and thank you for coming on.
You too. Thanks. Bye, Eric.
Later. All right, everybody. That was Roya Darvishian. Awesome, awesome fighter. Awesome last name, too. Now we know. Super cool story. As far as us, we're going ahead and cut it short. We're running over the time, and more of the words likes to cut itself off at indiscriminate junctures. And I didn't want you guys to get cut off so you could catch all this great action. We will have Roya on sometime this week soon. For full in-depth. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with myself
and me.
Yep, and Jeanette. You guys make sure to check out ssfightstore.com as well as War of the Words on Facebook. Just type it in. You'll get there. You'll know when you're there because the awesomeness will punch you right in your face. Also, keep up with Conflict MMA all day. It's something you should just add to your day-to-day life. War of the Words, number 104. Look out for that Sunday service coming out this afternoon. For now, Cerebral Sunday, I'm done. You got anything else?
No, we're out.
Then we up out of here.